Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how are you now? I'm closing chapters, I'm turning pages. Glory to glory, from faith to faith, I'm moving on. I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on, I'm moving on. Hey, I'm moving on. Hey, 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 hey. I know my rear view can't compare.
How are you guys? This is Wardell Potts Jr. and you're tuned in to Solar Records Radio. Thanks so much for being a part. And that was Moving On by Angel. And I just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of the show. We're very grateful and appreciative of you and your time. I want to play another song, and then I want to share something with you that happened to me yesterday, and it really blessed me. And so I'm going to get all my stuff together because I really want to share it with you, and I want to share it with some notes and stuff. So after I play another song, We will get back to this. I hope you guys are good and you're ready for a wonderful week. This is the beginning of the new week, and this is the last week in October where we celebrate. Maybe not celebrate, but we are recognizing breast cancer awareness here on Soul Eye Records Radio. And so we want to thank all of our guests for calling in and sharing their amazing stories. And some were heartbreaking and very emotional. And then there was some discovery as to men having breast cancer as well. And so, oh man, we really learned so much this month. And I'm grateful for that because that's very important that we continue to grow. And we're not too, they said, you can't teach old dogs new tricks, but that's just a bad saying because here we are still learning. And I'm an old brother, but I'm still learning. I'm still holding on and I'm still being blessed. And like I said, some of those stories were absolutely amazing. So we're going to continue to be a blessing to one another. And I'm so grateful that we love on each other like this because that's what it's all about. The world is full of darkness. It's full of sadness. It's full of just people doing the wrong thing and knowing that they're doing the wrong thing. It's an intentional deception and people are being just straight out mean and sad, and it just breaks my heart because that's, you don't have to do that. None of us have to do that. We choose to do that, and that's the saddest part. We choose to be prejudiced against one another because of the color of our skins. We choose to be mean to one another because we don't understand them because they decided they want to be different than us. We choose to be dishonorable to our parents who raised us and gave us life. We choose to, disrespect, the seniors in our life because we think it's funny. We think it's cute, you know, and so we do stupid things because we choose to, not because we have to. So I'm praying that, you know, if we can get more people to do the right thing, just, you know, if we can slowly turn this thing around, it will be huge because it's totally going the wrong way. So turning it around is going to take a lot of effort. And so the more people that we get out there loving on Christ and trying to do the right thing, the faster this thing will slow down and turn around because right now the devil is winning. He's just destroying this world. We are all hating on each other. People in the same country hating each other. You know, I mean, we're all Americans over here and we don't even like each other. That's crazy. I mean, to the point we won't even talk to each other. That is ugly. And so, and I know it's the same thing in other countries where people of the same race, the same, a part of the same union will not get along, are not getting along because something happened and it's caused the divide. And the divide is destroying us. And it's destroying us from the inside out. And when you're being destroyed from the inside out, it's really bad because by the time it gets out, it has destroyed a lot of the inside already. So we want to protect the inside as much as we can and do our best to turn this thing around. So listen, I'm going to come right. I'll be right back. And I'm going to share something that happened with me. I think it was yesterday morning. I think it was. And really opened my eyes and blessed me. So here we go. Be right back.
We're going to have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of boring out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, got one more, just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple.
And it's really a blessing, man. I'm very blown away by some of the artists, the lyrics and stuff that they put together to help us to glorify the Lord and be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And that's one of them. Love God and love people. Thank you, Danny. We appreciate that very much. So listen. All right. So I'm going to share. First of all, let me say hello, Dr. Gayla Massey. How are you?
Well, good morning, hubby.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to share what happened to me, and then she's going to read something for you. So let me explain, and as I explain, then you'll understand what she's going to read. All right. So yesterday morning, I went to do some errands. And then I decided to stop and get me a sandwich. And so as I ordered the sandwich, but then at the very end, I was about to tell her to give me a coffee too. I would like a coffee as well. But what happened is that as I was about to tell her, she ran my credit card already. So I said, oh, okay, never mind. And so I ordered it, and then I got my receipt, and then I went over to the table, wait for them to make my sandwich. And so as they were doing what they were doing, I decided I'm going to get the coffee. I'm going to go get my coffee anyway on the other side, because the coffee is on the other side, so you get the coffee on the other side. So I decided to go and get the coffee, and then something said, stop, don't do that. And I go, what is it? And I'm thinking to myself, stop, don't do that. What does that mean? Don't do that. And I was like, and I had to pause, because this was real. this was real. This was right at me. And I was like, whoa, this is heavy. And I'm sad. And I'm in this uncomfortable place. I'm standing here. All these people are standing around me. But God, something is happening. And I don't know what it is. And so then I said, what? I started thinking to myself, what is this? Is this spiritual consciousness? And then I didn't even know where that came from. That phrase, spiritual consciousness. I was like, what is that? And so then I decided, let me Google it like everybody else does, right? And so like anything else you want to know. So I Googled spiritual consciousness. And so, and this is what I got when I did that. Kayla, can you read that to us, please?
Yes, and I want to say hello to everyone out there listening on this beautiful Sunday. Well, Del really has a wonderful message. It comes from the heart today, and he asked me to read this to you. But let me first say that reading it, it's a difficult concept, and you really have to read carefully, and you'll be on the other end listening. So I ask you to listen with intensity, with intentionality. Listen hard so that you can grasp what it is that Wardell talked about when he said spiritual
consciousness.
I'm sorry. The text went out, so it took me a second to bring it up again.
Okay.
But are you listening? Because it asks, what is consciousness according to spirituality? Consciousness is literally the substance of the heavens and the soul, as the soul is seen as the breath of the body. So does it fall under the same term, pneuma, as breath. Yet the heavens are created, as is the consciousness that defines it. And this source is what all living things tap into, as life is inseparable from consciousness, much like light can either manifest as a particle or a wave. The God, the one spirit, the creator, is not
Are you there? Uh-oh. She dropped out. She dropped out. I'm not sure where she is on this, but hopefully she'll call back in or her, turn her mic, get her mic back. We'll give her a second, and let's see what's going on. Dr. Massey? Okay, so, all right, we have Dr. Kayla Massey back. I guess it dropped. So you want to continue where you were, Kayla?
Well, I'd like to continue where I was, but this is a difficult concept, and it knocked me off. And so I'm going to ask if you'll be patient, and let me start from the beginning, because I don't want to miss one word. And you really have to listen intently, because this is a difficult concept. What is consciousness according to spirituality? Consciousness is literally the substance of the heavens and the soul, as the soul is seen as the breath of the body, so does it fall under the term pneuma, as breath. Yet the heavens are created as it's a consciousness that defines it, and this source is what all living things tap into, as life is inseparable from consciousness. Much like light can either manifest as a particle or a wave. A God, the one spirit, the creator, is not part of this universal consciousness. Tapping deeper into universal consciousness, one can feel a oneness with the universe. But God is holy, existing independently of both the heavens and the earth. Man is a body and soul, and disembodied, this breath, soul, is often referred to as spirit. But this should be differentiated from God as the spirit, as such the scriptures speak of rightly dividing spirit and soul. When Paul refers to those who are saved, he says body, soul, and spirit. But the spirit here is not our own, but the presence of God's spirit within us, as we have become begotten of God through his Holy Spirit. But this knowledge and its distinctions are pretty much lost to Christianity today.
All right. And also, there is a very, thank you so much, Dr. Amasi. I know it looks like you have an urgent situation going, because both of our lines are blowing up. So I'm going to let you go on that note, and you can attend to that situation. And thank you. We really appreciate you reading that to us.
Yes, and I'm sorry it knocked me off there, but it does give you another moment to reflect, because it is a very heavy concept. Listen intently.
All right. Thank you. All right. So anyway, we're going to get back to this. So there was a line in there where it says, spiritual consciousness, the soul is linked with the creator. All right, the soul is linked with the creator. And that right there was that line right there really messed me up, as I'm standing in the restaurant and I'm thinking, my soul is connected with my creator. So my creator is communicating to me through my soul. They are communicating, and I am in the middle of this, and it's shocking and beautiful. Shocking because that man in me, before I became saved, before I gave my life to Christ, is still here, and he still wants to do what he wants to do. And what he wanted to do was to get the coffee anyway, even though he didn't pay for it. So he went to get the coffee. But my spirit, my godly spirit, my spiritual consciousness was awakened by my actions and by my lack of love and my lack of respect, and said, no, Wardell, don't do that. Now, I have to say to you that I've done this many times at this same place, because sometimes I would go in there and maybe my wife would forget to order me coffee when she ordered our food, or I would not get the coffee, or I would order it and pay for it and then go over there and get the coffee. So, but the coffee is on a whole other side of this particular restaurant. And so it's no one there just saying, yes, let me see your receipt or anything. You just get your coffee, right? It's you know, people are expecting you to do the right thing. And so as I'm standing there thinking, I'm just going to get the coffee, it doesn't matter. It's only $2 or $1 for a cup of coffee. Who cares? It's just like I'm spending $20, $30 for a meal. And so, but God said, no, stop. And so I heard that so clearly in my being. And I don't know if I heard his voice. I don't know what it was. But all I know is that the brakes were hit. I stopped in my own tracks. And so it was that old man versus the Spirit of God in my body communicating. And so I just said to the waitress, I said, you know what? I just want to tell you something. Something just happened to me. And I said, I always get coffee, you know, and sometimes I pay for it and sometimes I don't, it's, you know, and I just grab it and sit down and drink it. And I said, but God told me not to do that anymore. And so she says, that's so beautiful. And I said, you know, I said, it just really shocked me, you know. And so this is the thing, that we are all a product of our environment. We are. They, like they say, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. You know, it's because I hang around a lot of people now from my church. The people are the church, and I hang out with them. I talk with them. We do Bible study together. We do parties together. And so God is always on the forefront. And so what's happening is that the more I'm doing this, the more my spiritual consciousness is awakened. And it's starting to make decisions. It's starting to make moves. God is molding me into being the man that he wants me to be, just like he's doing it with you. And so I just want to encourage all of you guys, all of us, to pay attention when God is talking, when our bodies are talking, as we talked about with cancer awareness. When your body's talking to you, you need to pay attention, right? Because it's trying to tell you something. Well, my spirit was trying to tell me something, and that was God talking through my spirit. And it really made me feel good and bad at the same time. It made me feel good because it says I am connected to my creator. I am so blessed because of that, because that's all I want. That's what I really want. I want to be connected to him. I want to be saved by him, and I want to be in his corner, and I want to do the right thing. I want him to trust me. But, you know, I said also to this lady, I said, listen, if I don't take care of this little beautiful town, then why should I expect for this little beautiful town to take care of me? And that's in anything, any kind of relationship. If you're not taking care of your partner, why do you expect your partner to take care of you? You shouldn't. It's a two-way street. So I learned that I have God who loves me desperately, and he's just saying, hey, be careful. Don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself. Also, we as Christians, we represent God. We're Christians. And so for me to think that I can get a $2 cup of coffee or a dollar, whatever it is, cup of coffee for free is wrong, because just that little thing could turn into a very big thing. So I remember I went over there and I paid for my coffee, and it was $3. I said, whoa, that's that old man and me complaining. Oh, man, that's $3 for a cup of coffee. And the other, my spirit was like, quiet, be quiet. Just pay it, Wardell. I'm in the middle of this beautiful exchange between the Spirit of God and that old man in me. That's been with me from the day I was born. I was born a sinner. And that sinner is now being molded into being the man that God wants me to be. He's changing me. And he's allowed his spiritual consciousness to speak out to me. And it is beautiful to experience. And so I just want us all to be aware of, you know, that God is aware, that he knows, he sees us, he loves us, just as we love our own children, our own nieces and nephews. And, you know, if you don't have children, he loves you the way that you love, whatever it is that you love, whoever it is that you love like that intensely. It's unbelievable love. It's unconditional love. And he loves us despite who we are. He loves us despite our those old bad parts of us that are habit forming that we have not been able to get rid of. He loves us. He loves us anyway. So we are so blessed because of it. And it's a revelation for me. And I'm grateful. And I thank you, God. I thank you for waking me up to the fact that you are still here. And you are just blessing me, blessing my heart. You are listening to my cries. I know that you are there now. And I'm so grateful. And I thank you with every bit of me. It is a blessing to be loved by you. So thank you, Father. Thank you so much. Anyway, guys, so I spiritual consciousness, look it up. Google it if you want. You know, see if you can, you know, see what you can find about it. And it is beautiful. So I want to, you know, continue to play some praise music for you. I want to pray for you as well. Pray that you have a beautiful week and that you let God be in front of you. Let God guide you. So, Father, as we come to you in prayer, we thank you so much for all of your brothers, all of your children, all of the sisters and the brothers around the world that bless us, that love you and show us the way, Father. We thank you for giving them to us so that we could, you know, have a wonderful fellowship with people who love you, that we can learn more about you together, and that we get to feel you and experience your spiritual consciousness. We thank you for giving us that so that we understand, that we can communicate with you and that we can understand what it is that you would have us to do. Thank you so much for being so loving and forgiving, and thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father. Thank you for dying on the cross, sending your son Jesus here to bless us and love us and show us how to love you back. Thank you so much. We love you. I ask for a special blessing over the listeners, Father. Anyone that may be going through something, Father, please lift them up. Let them know you're there. Let them know you care. I know you've expressed it in so many ways, but some of us have been misled, misguided, or unguided. Some of us never even heard of you because our families wouldn't allow it. But now they're seeking your presence. They're seeking you. They're seeking you out, Father, and they want to know who you are. So let them feel your presence. Let them see your face. Let them know that you care for them. Thank you so much for everything that you do. We love you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, guys, we're going to, man, just get with the Waymaker and let him bless us.
You are here. because I learned faith from what Ben Fitzgerald was talking about, a praying mother. And one night, I was in my room, and we were in the middle of a situation, about to be evicted. A lot of you know my story, been homeless before, but we were about to be evicted, and I heard my mom crying in the middle of the night, and I wondered what was up, so I got up out of my bed, and I went over to her room, and I thought she was, you know, going through something was wrong. And so the door was cracked and I pushed it open just to see what was wrong with mom. And the crying that I heard wasn't the kind of crying that I thought it was. She was kneeling next to the bed, thanking God for his faithfulness. Even though she may not see the situation changing, she was declaring, God, you're still good and I thank you for what we do have. We may not have all that we've been asking for, but we thank you that we have everything that we need because we have his Jesus.
Amazing music, and I want to thank him for this amazing time. God is good and faithful, and he's such a blessing. Thank you guys for tuning in today, and I hope that God could use my story to be a blessing to you. Jesus says, behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come. Indeed, it has come. Indeed, it has come. When you will be scared, each is to his own home and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Tribulation is what I meant to say. there will be issues. We're going to have difficult times, is what he's saying. We're going to have a lot of difficult times, but God is there, and he loves you, and he loves me. And we're going to be blessed as long as we continue to be driven by the Spirit of God. I'm so grateful that I had my experience yesterday, because I've always believed that God was there. But that spiritual consciousness was amazing, because he took something so simple and blessed my heart with it. And so I just pray for all my brothers and sisters that may be going through something. God loves you, and he's there for you. He is where you are. He's a way maker. He cares about your experiences. He cares about your situations. He knew that we were going to have difficult times, but he wants you to know that in this world, he has already overcome this world. So lean not on your own understanding, but on the understanding of your Savior, because that's why he came here, to bless us, to take us home, to let the world know that he is the King of all kings. And we're so grateful that our Father in heaven would send his only begotten Son here to be a blessing to us, despite who we are. So God, we thank you, and we love you, and we appreciate you, and we're so grateful for you. You are amazing. Thank you for always caring about us. Even before we were born, you knew who we were. Wow, you're beautiful. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Meditate on Christ, my brothers and sisters. Meditate on your relationship with him. Open your hearts. Close your eyes. Get on your knees. Raise your hands. And give him your heart. Let him know that he is your Savior, and how grateful you are for him. God is good all the time. And he loves you. He loves us. How blessed are we? Thank you, Lord. Guys, I want to thank y'all for tuning in today to Soul Art Records Radio, and I just pray that you have a blessed and beautiful week, and you know, we look forward to doing this show every Sunday. It's so beautiful, so amazing to do this, and tomorrow we have T. Myra McCain will be preaching, so check him out on Soul Art Records Radio. I think he is on at 2 p.m. No, I think he is on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, 4 o'clock Pacific Coast Time. He's definitely a man of God. He and I were on the road together, and we traveled around the world together, and all he talked about was God. And I thought he was going to be talking about girls, because I was only like 21 years old. We were young, and he was talking about God. And so I've been blessed because of him, and now he's a part of our station here, and he's still in the ministry. He was in the group Lakeside, and so he left the group Lakeside and to further his ministry, and he's just a powerful warrior for our Heavenly Father. So we're grateful for T. Myra McCain. So tune in and check him out. And then on Wednesdays, he have a Christian talk. And you never know who he's going to have. He have different people call in and share their walk with Christ and how they blessed him. So you guys have a blessed week, like I said, and take care. And thanks again for tuning in to Soul Art Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for this time we had together, and I'm also so grateful that we have a good, good Father. Good night. God bless you.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless, for you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the dark night. There is no distance, cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless.